The House of Bishops of the Church of England has just completed its discussions of the form of legislation to allow women to become bishops in the Church of England, and have settled the text that will be brought back to the General Synod of the Church of England this November. The process began a very long time ago, and over recent years, the General Synod has discussed this subject on more than one occasion, and the different dioceses of the Church of England have had a chance to express their views. By February of this year, we knew that an overwhelming majority throughout the Church of England very much wanted to see women as bishops, and that was represented at the Synod discussion in February. At the same time, it was clear that people wanted to see proper provision made for those whose consciences gave them difficulties with the idea of women as bishops and would find it difficult to receive their ministry. The dioceses reflected this. Perhaps a third of all the votes cast in the dioceses suggested that we needed to be careful and generous about the provision that was offered. And it was in the light of this that the bishops were encouraged to go and finalise the legislation with all of that in mind. At their meeting in May, the House of Bishops proposed an amendment to the legislation, which would have strengthened somewhat the provision for the minority, in the hope that this would allow people in the minority to feel that their position was respected, that they were allowed to flourish, and that they were welcome in the Church of England, without undermining the central vision of women as bishops and the dignity and security of the position of women when they were ordained as bishops. However, that suggestion created problems of its own. In the event, it was found to be not only unhelpful, but quite deeply offensive by many, who did regard it as enshrining unacceptable discrimination in the Church of England and as undermining the position of women bishops. In July, the General Synod of the Church of England asked the bishops to think again about this. During the summer, a consultation has been going on. Well over 100 responses have been received, and that's given us, as bishops, some idea of what the feeling is in the Church at large about the possible wordings that might go into the legislation. One of the submissions made in that process of consultation came from the Reverend Janet Appleby, a parish priest in an urban priority area in the northeast. And she suggested that we needed a very, very simple form of words which had at its heart the notion of respect. The legislation already, even before the bishops amended it, gave parish church councils the right to request the services of a male bishop or a male priest. And some of the difficulty we've had has been embodying that in ways that don't undermine the ministry of a woman bishop. Janet Appleby's suggestion was that we should quite simply say that the selection of male bishops and priests to serve parishes such as that should be made, quote, in a manner which respects the grounds on which parochial church councils have requested such services. The important thing there is that notion of respect. Respect means taking somebody else in their own terms, letting them define what they believe, what they think, who they are. It means trying to find a settlement that allows them to recognise in whatever emerges that their views have been taken seriously. And because of all that, this takes for granted a process of engagement, a building of relationship between bishop and parish in this potentially quite difficult and challenging area. The bishops were deeply impressed by the moral and spiritual and relational content of this word respect, and they were eager to go for a form of words that had the advantage of simplicity and directness about it. And they believed it was also very important that this had come not from themselves, but from the process of consulting the wider church. It's in the light of all that that the bishops, in their discussion, converged in a very strong and very impressive way around these words, around this idea. They're commending it to the church and to the General Synod in November in the very, very strong hope that the Synod will find this an acceptable way forward, which will allow us all to be enriched and enlivened by the ministry of women as bishops, something which I, along with so many of my colleagues, look forward to with great joy and anticipation.